Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Democrats and Republicans posted unexpectedly strong results in Alaska's primary election results for State House and Senate on Tuesday night, with several incumbent conservative Republicans trailing in the early tally. Alaska's primary elections have traditionally seen conservative Republicans turn out in disproportionately large numbers, but this year's results don't reflect that trend. It tells me there's a fresh breeze blowing through the political air in Alaska, said Republican candidate Chuck Kopp, who led Representative Craig Johnson, a Republican in Anchorage, by 20 percentage points during election night. Under Alaska's electoral system, the primary has few direct consequences on the state's legislative races. Four candidates, regardless of party, advance to the general election, and only two of the 50 state House and Senate races have more than four candidates. Furthermore, the electorate in Alaska's primary elections is much smaller than it is in the general election, with 387 of 403 precincts reporting results by 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Ballots had been counted from just under 16% of the state's registered voters. That figure will increase over the next 10 days as absentee ballots are totaled. 2 years ago, only about three-quarters of the primary total were included in the election night tally. Even with absentee ballots included, overall turnout is likely to be near record low for a primary recorded in 2016, when just 17.2% of voters turned out. After a strong storm inundated communities across western Alaska last weekend, residents are bracing for the arrival of the remnants of Typhoon Ampil, the third storm to hit the region in a week. A high surf advisory is in place for the Kuskokwim Delta up to the weekend. According to Christian Landry, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage, the storm is set to mostly dodge the Kuskokwim Delta, though coastal communities could once again see water as much as 3 feet above the normal tide line. Further up the coast, a separate coastal advisory for the same storm and same time frame had been issued for the area. This warning includes the communities of Hooper Bay and Scammon Bay, with possible water levels as high as 5 feet above the normal tide line. Andrew Stokes, a Fairbanks-based NWS meteorologist, said that the potential impacts for the communities will likely not be amongst the most severe for the Yukon Delta coast. According to Stokes, the real brunt of the storm is headed for the southern edge of the Seward Peninsula. Stokes said that the third storm headed for Alaska's west coast may not be the last word from the Bering Sea this time around. "We are expecting another low-pressure system to kind of slingshot off the back end of Typhoon Ampil as it passes by. But there's a lot of disagreement right now and a lot of uncertainty regarding its actual timing and potential impacts," Stokes said. Executive Express Aviation, trading as Raven Connect, has asked the U.S. Department of Transportation to dismiss its pending application for certificate authority to operate interstate scheduled air services in rural Alaska, according to a regulatory filing. In an August 15th motion, the New Pacific Airlines on-demand air taxi subsidiary simultaneously asked for permission to withdraw its application for a certificate of public necessity and convenience filed more than 15 months ago on April 5th of 2023. Since then, the DOT has requested additional information four times, which the airline requested to keep confidential. According to the original application, Executive Express Aviation planned to provide scheduled and charter services to select Alaskan communities from its base at Anchorage with varying weekly frequencies using two 9-seater Beech 1900Ds. He claimed the department's request letter was no longer relevant, but that the DOT would not remove it from the docket. The DOT did not respond to several requests for comment. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.